on Sunday at 10 o'clock for an hour. A well-known and well-loved Cape Townian presents feel-good songs from their particular memories from the 80s and the 90s is the songbook title. And it's being presented on Sunday by multi-award winning South African actress Quanita Adams, who joins us now. Good afternoon, Quanita.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm very well too, thank you.
Best song from the 80s?
Best song from the 80s. I have got to say, I love Billy Joel. And his album, The Stranger, is one of my all-time favorites. So I'm going to go with Vienna.
Really?
So it is a song that never fails to just make me kind of stop and just have all the feelings. I love that album, and I love that song in particular.
Okay, I'm actually... got a copy a couple of weeks ago, an album. I haven't played it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh,
over
you must. You must. You must. I mean, Billy Joel, he's incredible. He's such a beautiful lyricist. He's such an accomplished pianist, musician. You know, everyone he knows the classics, Uptown Girl and Piano Man. But I feel like he is New York's very own Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's such a poet of the people. And he really, for me, he speaks to kind of like working class value. It's gorgeous. It's a vibe.
But you're not going to play 15 Billy Joel songs, are you, Quanita?
No, I'm not. I took quite a roundabout trip through the 80s and 90s. Some of the more obscure songs that I love that I don't often hear. So that was what was guiding me to go away from the slightly more obvious, kind of very popular hits, but hopefully to tag on those nostalgic heartstrings with the people who don't get to make playlists as often.
How big is music in your life?
It's huge. It's huge. I come from a family where really like music underscored my entire childhood. If the radio wasn't on, my dad was such a musical kind of fanatic. Our house was filled with record players, and it even had like a valve-powered amplifier that would take hours to warm up. And my mom, so I grew up with people who were constantly singing in the home and playing music and playing records. And then, of course, cassettes arrived, playing cassettes, watching DVDs of live performances. So I come from a family that loved music. And still today, there's always music on in the background.
Are you musical? I mean, you love music, but were you able to join in and sing and not be asked to shut up?
I feel so seen right now and then. I feel like you've exposed me. I'm a singer. I love singing. Something that not a lot of people know is that for about a year of my life, I was abroad on one of those Spanish islands singing. Like in a cover tribute band.
Okay.
And in fact, very early on in my career, I sang in a band. I can't play a musical instrument other than just my voice. While I don't do musicals per se, because I don't think that I have the discipline for it, I'm not trained in it, I do enjoy working in theatre where I have the opportunity to sing, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And then I'm really looking forward to your selection of music and that Billy Joel song, which I'm sort of running Billy Joel songs in my head, and I just can't bring the tune and the words of that one to my mind. So I am.
It's a more obscure one, but I'm excited that you have that album.
Yeah, I'm going to play it as soon as I get home. It's going to go on to the
start to finish. It really is. Such a beautifully curated album, you know, from the very first track to the very last track. It really just moves you on such a beautiful journey. And by the time you get to Vienna, it's a beautiful kind of respite from everything else.
Well, I'm going to ask Nicola to do the last hour of the program and go home so that I'm listening to it from about 5:30 instead of 6:30. Quanita Adams, lovely to talk to you. Presenter of An Hour With on Cape Talk on Sunday morning between 10 and 11.